Catch Biz Talk with Jim Rossetti, Saturday morning at 9 on News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Welcome once again to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. We're so glad you could join us this morning. We talk about survival tips and empowerment strategies. We talk about startup advice, marketing tips, accounting and tax tips, sales techniques, cash flow management, and on and on. And wait a minute. I'm talking here. And our expert guests include business authors, business experts, attorneys, CPAs, CEOs, CFOs, bankers, consultants, and the like, and
entrepreneurs.
Hardworking entrepreneurs. Good morning.
Those who count.
I'm Jim Rossetti, your host with Tony Bush.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to be back in the studio with you.
It is. Good to be back in the saddle, man.
Gone on a road trip for a couple of weekends.
You kept a good firm grip on the show.
And so, we continue.
We heard good things.
Yes.
Okay, we got a good show this morning. We got an excellent guest this morning. We're going to talk, if you're hanging in there in business, if you're kind of skating on thin ice, we're going to talk about turnarounds as one thing. We're going to talk about mergers, acquisitions, and a whole array of interesting conversation this morning on Biz Talk.
Our guest this morning is Journey Consulting, LLC, with Jane McQuillan and Ed Skoldberg.
You got it. Yeah.
So when we come back after the introductions here, we'll be having a great call, and you'll be giving out, or conversation, you'll be giving out the phone
number. We'll give out the phone number. We'll give away some books, too.
We'll get our callers calling in. We're going to outdo Kenny Kempfer this time.
Kenny warmed up this audience for us.
That's right.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about who brings the show. Right. In fact, the show is being produced under this umbrella of SCORE.
That's right, Jim.
For those who don't know,
SCORE is a national organization that offers free consulting and counseling services to entrepreneurs who want to start a business, who may be in business and want to grow the company. In the Appleton area, in the Fox Cities area, our chapter has about 60 counselors. We go from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, eight counties. And we have disciplines in our chapter. Our counselors have come from backgrounds with manufacturing, HR, IT, banking, accounting, just about anything you need.
Yep.
And you can find out a great deal more about our SCORE chapter by going to scorefoxcities.com, scorefoxcities.com. And if you're interested in a session with a counselor, please fill out the short application. It's on the website. Hit the submit button. And because we have a staff of volunteers and we don't staff the office every day, it might take a week to 10 days to have a counselor get to you. So allow a little time, but be patient. But fill out that application. And I've had several sessions in the last couple of months. They're keeping me pretty busy.
Yeah, me too, actually.
And they're really good sessions. Yeah. Business owners are coming forward with really good questions about how to market and finance and how to get a bank loan at the bank. So it's meaningful information. So I encourage everyone in the listening audience to check out the scorefoxcities.com website.
Right, right.
And then we have some sponsors who help pay for this program. They pay our big salaries, Jim.
They do. You know, yep. Yeah, I got one more zero lopped onto mine, so I don't know about yours.
Twice what you got last year, right? No, really, though, the sponsors help pay for the costs of doing the show on the air and so on and other events that the SCORE chapter provides. And those sponsors include Associated Bank, a full-service business and consumer banking organization with a great footprint in the Midwest. Epiphany Law, Kevin Eisman and his staff do a great job just on business law. They don't do divorce law or personal injury law. So if you have any legal questions regarding your business, check out Epiphany Law. Albert's and Hailing CPAs here in Appleton and in Green Bay. Kurt Hailing is the Appleton partner, and he's a great guy, and they have a great practice, and they focus on the small business and the consumer. So if you have questions about your personal tax return or your business taxes or your business financial planning, check out Alberts and Hailing CPAs here in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
We also have a great sponsor in the Better Business Bureau. Joellen Walling was our guest several weeks ago, and the Better Business Bureau is a wonderful institution that helps keep people honest. If a consumer has a bad experience with a business, they can go to the Better Business Bureau and try to get it resolved through mediation efforts. And business owners would be smart to become a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Well, yeah, and they can also find out if a company has a lot of violations through the Business Bureau.
Exactly.
Better Business Bureau.
And then
yeah.
Our fifth sponsor is the Venture Center out at Fox Valley Technical College.
Right.
Amy Peach conducts those EC programs, or she teaches, they teach the entrepreneur how to prepare a business plan. It's a 15-week program.
Yep. Yeah.
And they're a great sponsor to have for the program. And we want to say a special thank you to the Business News, who helps to promote our program in their biweekly newspaper. And if anyone is not subscribed to the Business News, for $18 a year, you do get a lot of good financial and business information. So we want to say thank you to all of our sponsors.
Yeah, and I think Jerry Mader and his group at the Business News launched that paper at about the same time we launched this radio show, about 2002.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still here. We're doing something right.
And Jerry's growing, too.
Yeah. So Robbie, Robbie's working our board for us today, keeping us on the air. Robbie, you want to take a quick commercial? When we come back, I will give out information on what we're giving away here for calls. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. You're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces, they don't chase accident claims, and they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes, and they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law, and they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the New North, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, we are talking business right here on Biz Talk. Once again, Saturday morning, we're coming at you with good Biz Talk. And if you want to get in on the conversation, we're going to give out the numbers here because we'd love to hear from you this morning. It's 281-1150 if you happen to be in the Appleton area, 281-1150. And anywhere outside of the Appleton area, if you can hear us, You can call us, even if you can't hear us, you can call us, 866-887-1150. Again, Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150. And one thing we forgot to mention when we started the show, if you want to go to our website, we have a website specifically for the show called biztalkwithscore.com. And you can listen to any of the shows that we've had on over the last year. They're all archived out there. And get a little bit more information. Plus, the call-in numbers are out there. biztalkwithscore.com. If you call in this morning, I'm going to give you a book. We'll get your address, and we'll either mail it to you, or you can pick it up here at the station. The book is called Speaking of Success. Great book. Ken Blanchard is one of the authors. Ken Blanchard, the One-Minute Manager fame, and Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Patricia Clayson, and Dr. Stephen Covey, who did the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And we want to give you a copy of this book, so please give us a call this morning. Our guests are very, very enlightening, and we're going to bring them in right away because we want to get right on with the show. We got a good one to talk about this morning. With us this morning is Jane McQuillan. She's a CPA. She has her own consulting business called Journey Consulting, and many, many years of business experience, worked with Fortune 500 companies, as well as being what I call a turnaround specialist. She's helped businesses stay come out of cascading downward and bring them back to the to healthy prosperity. And that's one of the things we want to talk about this morning, as well as mergers and acquisitions. Along with Jane is her partner, Ed Skolberg.
Am
I pronouncing it right, Ed?
Yes, sir.
Good. Ed is a many, many years of business experience. And good morning and welcome to BizTalk.
Good morning.
Yeah. Jane, why don't maybe you can just enlighten us a little bit about, because your company goes so many different directions. You're a CPA.
Yes.
You also get involved with companies coming in when they're maybe experiencing some tough times. They need some help. They need a fresh set of eyes. And that's where you get involved with them?
Yes. Yeah. Usually we come in when the company is usually identified maybe a problem where things aren't going quite as well, especially in this economic time during 2009. Yeah. You know, everybody's been struggling to some level.
To survive.
And even those that have made the cuts and you know, really survived through 2009 are realizing that these cuts and the reduction in sales is really going to be more of the norm than, you know, the rising sales volume that they've seen historically.
Right.
And they're really not sure how to deal with that because profitability has decreased. They still have debt on their books. And Ed and I come in and deal with those companies and really work very hands-on and get very entrenched in their business to understand, one, how they got to that position.
Sure.
But then really strategize around how to get them out of that position, but teach them the skills to do that, whether it be in looking at their operations, whether it's looking at their finances, dealing with their bankers. It's really a wide gamut of what those issues are. But really coming in to help them and train them so that when we leave, they have the skills to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you come in with a completely fresh perspective on things. Because as we were talking before the show, Ed and yourself and I, we were talking about how businesses see things sometimes with blinders on. And there's other views, and suddenly they find, hey, we didn't see it that way. And this is where you help point that out to them.
And Ed can probably give an example of a current client that we're working with.
We have clients in the industrial sector in manufacturing.
Sure.
And we went into one client, and their particular business was very specialized, and yet they had the assets in their plants that they could broaden their product scope. And it didn't take a lot of investment at all, and yet it brought in an entirely different perspective to the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Generally speaking, you know, when folks go into business, they go in for a very specific purpose. And what happens in these economic times is that as those revenues start to dry up for the obvious reasons that we've all been through, they don't step back. and say, okay, really, what am I here to do now? Not only did I start with this particular focus, but what else can my business do? Mm-hmm. And how can I bring other things in? We spoke about the ice cube manufacturer who now has colored ice cubes, or ice cubes that have sugar and ice cubes that are sugar-free, and just kind of expand that entire product line so that it broadens their audience and increases their chance for revenue. And as that comes into play, of course, their business starts to come up and things become easier.
And ice cubes made of imported water.
Yes, ice cubes made of imported water, of course. Absolutely.
What an investment.
We also have clients that we have taken a look at who have called us in and said, gee, you know, we are going down. You know, our revenues are going down. We are cutting our expenses. You know, what else is out there that we could do? And we've suggested partnering with other companies who are experiencing the same phenomenon in the same industry. We have facilitated two mergers now.
Sometimes, a merger can be...
Absolutely. And it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Survival.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, clearly. And the survival of the business is really kind of key, because without that, you know, there just isn't an opportunity there. So, so we do a myriad of things with that. Mm-hmm. You know, we also take into account their strategy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and really, what do they want out of it? What do they want the result to be?
If they can articulate the strategy.
Exactly.
Sometimes that's the hardest part. Is,
you know, very much so. Very much so.
And I think to that point, when we come in with the clients, too, they may think they know where they want to go. And to your point, Tom, it's really sitting down with them. And it usually takes a period of time, we'll call it, to peel back the onion and really identify where they're at and really where they want to go and how to get them there.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you started the company, Jane, you said that was back in 2004?
No, 2007.
2007, sorry. What prompted you to do this? So you have a nice resume, a very good resume, and you're entrepreneurial, obviously. So when did the entrepreneurial bug bite, and what motivated you to do this?
To be honest, I think the entrepreneurial bug bite's probably been there for a lot longer than that. But really had started doing some consulting while I was working within a company in an executive role, and that company was wonderful to me in allowing me to do that. Mm-hmm. And in that process, really identified that these companies really needed some hands-on expertise, not only in dealing with sometimes the family issues, which I was doing some consulting on and had worked with another consulting firm for about 2 years, but really needed some hands-on business expertise. And combining those two and teaching them those skills was really a passion of mine, and I enjoy coming in. I enjoy dealing with the issues, helping them fix them, and then letting them move on with that. That's really my passion, to leave them better than what we left them, or what we started with them, I'm sorry.
And now you and Ed have two separate companies, but you are strategic partners. Is that how that works?
That's correct.
Yes.
And Ed, what is the name of your company?
The name of my company is the Indigo Bay Management Group.
Okay.
LLC. And, you know, we work together quite a bit, mostly exclusively with all of our clients. We bring a very good complementary set of skills. My background is banking, and was in banking in the East Coast for 18 years and health insurance for 14. And for the last 10 have been in manufacturing. Was the CEO of a multinational out of Winnipeg, Canada, with offices in the United States and in Canada and over in the European theater. And so came to Green Bay and met up with Jane.
It's warmer here.
It's much warmer than Winnipeg. And we do this together and have been for about the last year and a half. Mm-hmm. We sit on a board of directors of a company together. And when we go into a new client, you know, we bring our different skill sets, and it really works. It works well.
When you come into a company and you look around and you discover, hey, that the problem here is the way this company is managed. You know, there's just poor management going on, and there's no other. That's got to be a delicate to transfer that to the owners of the company. That, hey, here's what we see the problem. Or do you just walk right in and say, hey, here it is, clobber them over the head with it? It got to be some diplomacy there, I guess.
We do a little bit of both, to be perfectly honest. But yeah, it is sensitive. But usually at that point in time, they're, you know, from the client's perspective, they know there's an issue. Do they like to hear what what we have to say a lot? No, and it's usually a period of time that gets communicated. But depending on the urgency, there may be some clobbering occurring.
Just
because things need to move, and they need to move quickly in order to, you know, save the company.
Tony and I are score counselors, and I've dealt with clients where they get very defensive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, very defensive.
And in fact, they do. But one of the techniques that we employ when we go into a client is that we look at their results and we talk to them about the results.
Yeah, yeah. That doesn't lie.
Really. Right. And are you happy with them?
Yeah.
And if you're not happy with them, what would you like them to be?
Right.
And then let's talk about, you know, things that maybe need to change.
That's a perfect direction, because when I deal with my clients, oftentimes, and even in my banking career, it was dealing with an emotional response. Someone comes in and says, I need to borrow $50,000. Okay, how did you arrive at $50,000? My dad told me I needed that money. So right from the get-go, it's almost an emotional conversation. But when we sit down and look at the numbers and the history, we can turn that conversation and refocus it from emotion to more fact. And we'll never get rid of all the emotion, but I think a lot of clients really appreciate the ability to sit down and look at their data more factually and less emotionally, because they can make better informed decisions at that point. And that's it's a catalyst and a change artist who can come in, a change expert come in and actually maybe change the culture in the company.
The real interesting thing about that is that the client deserves a lot of credit.
Absolutely.
For starting it.
Absolutely.
And deserves even more credit for being able to sit back and say, gee, you know, things aren't going as well as I had planned. You know, do I need, you know, a different set of eyes just to take a look at this, because maybe I couldn't see the forest through the trees. And that takes a lot of strength.
And they're opening their books and their soul up to maybe being criticized, and they're willing to take it to make the improvement, because they're committed to the jobs and to their company.
And that's one of the things that Jane said earlier, that we get immersed in the company. I mean, there is no fault.
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Exactly.
You're in good company. Donald Trump wasn't always doing great. Microsoft wasn't always doing great. They've been riding the crest for a long time. But
an article was written by the Kauffman Foundation. They author a lot of white papers and things.
Right.
And there was a paper that came out of there last fall that talked about, someone did a study on all the Fortune 500 and the Inc. 500 companies, and they went back and looked at what was the economy like when those companies started. Over 60% started in a recession or a downturn.
Yeah.
So the opportunity that lies in this time right now, it can be pretty significant. Some of the companies we're dealing with, maybe someday might end up on that 500 list.
There you go.
Because they took the time to look at the facts and make some hard decisions.
Absolutely.
Okay. Hold the thought, because we want to take a quick break here and pay a bill or two. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. This is Biz Talk. We'll be right back.
Or simple IRA.
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful Proceed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, we are back talking biz right here on Biz Talk. And once again, I want to give out the phone numbers. If you want to give us a call this morning, call us at 281-1150 in Appleton, and we'll get you right on the air. Or if you're outside of Appleton, call us at 866-887-1150, and we'll get you a copy of this book, Speaking of Success, once you call in. We're looking for callers this morning. So our guests are Jane McQuillan and Ed Skoldberg, who both actually Journey Consulting, mm-hmm. even though Ed has his own business. But, Jane, you were going to start to say something just before I interrupted you for the break.
Yeah, we were talking about, you know, coming in and really, you know, helping clients identify what their issues are. And one of the things with that is there's really no embarrassment in that, mm-hmm. Especially with everyone having gone through the last 18 months. You know, I don't know anybody that hasn't struggled both personally and in their business. And for us, it's to come in and really help them identify what that is. Because a lot of times they get into the business, or now it's, you know, multiple generations. They've seen it from their dad. Dad's always done it this way. They don't know how else to do it. And, you know, those can be very touchy situations, mm-hmm. And very emotional situations to change that direction. And really just sitting down and kind of, you know, walking through those steps and determining what the next steps are in order to improve that business, sure. for the long term and the next generation to come. And we really deal with clients anywhere from, you know, the, you know, couple million up to, you know, 80 plus million we've had for clients. And the issues are similar. So just because the sales dollars aren't there doesn't mean the issues aren't.
Mm-hmm. And oftentimes on a smaller company, couple million dollar company, they don't have a CFO or a financial person on board. So the business owner and her husband may feel overwhelmed. Man, the last thing I want to do when I go home is go through my financials.
Right.
I've got to get some sleep. I just want to have a beer. So there's a way and there is a process to get through that. And with some help,
right.
it can be a lot more efficient.
Well, and I think Jim had said it, you know, especially with the family-owned businesses, it becomes a chaos and a reactionary mm-hmm. mode because the owners are the family members and they're trying to do it all and don't know how to do it all.
Right.
And can you really partner with other resources,
right.
You know, obviously with Journey Consulting for a period of time to get them positioned, but partner with their accountants, their lawyers, their, you know, other people, their bankers
right.
for the long haul to help them through those things. They don't need to be the expert in everything.
That's right. In terms of your company, if folks wanted to reach you, how would they contact you? Where would they find you?
Well, they can definitely find us out on the web at www.journeyconsult.com. Okay. Or our number is 920-360-1818.
Great. I would encourage you to go out and take a look at the website and call Jane or Ed if you have any questions about what your business is doing right now. And especially, I've found a lot of people don't always have a business plan. They have an idea of what they want to do. They don't always write it down. But when I coach my clients, I urge them to develop a month-by-month cash flow projection. But the most important part of that projection is to write out an assumption, an explanation of why are wages doing what they're doing next year? Why are revenues going to do what they're doing by product line or income stream and so on? Do you find the same thing?
Yeah, absolutely. When we come in and work with the client, we obviously look at what they've done to this point and how they got here, and then how do we work our way out by month, again, month to month. Sometimes it's week to week, depending
exactly.
on the severity of it.
Exactly.
But really looking at what they need to put in place and to measure themselves against that. And I think you had commented earlier, Tom, you know, going into the bank and wanting $50,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unless you can substantiate why you need any amount of money and
right.
what you're doing to help yourself, the bank's not going to give you the money,
right.
nor should they.
Right. The business owner really needs to understand what's behind their request and be able to
right.
sell and defend their business plan to a lender or an investor or even a partner.
Absolutely.
And when the partners get together and talk about the performance of the company every week or every month, it's awfully nice to have a set of facts and numbers and measurements, as you've indicated, Jane, to see how we're doing against our budget and where the strengths and the weaknesses are.
Well, and one of the things we find, too, with companies, and especially family-owned, you know, there's a lot of seniority, a lot of tenure within the employees that are there, and they don't want to have to cut back. They don't want to tell any of those employees that, you know, I need you now working 4 days a week instead of 5 days a week, or I need you on a layoff. And what we really teach them is that they have to live within their means. And, you know, so if their sales are dropping, well, your expenses need to drop accordingly. So that part is really tends to be a newer concept in doing that. And it's difficult because mm-hmm. these are long relationships they have with these employees in a lot of respect. And how do they really manage that effectively to mm-hmm. be profitable and be around for their employees for the long haul?
Right.
Do you think one of the areas that Tony sees it, I see it often, is amounts of debt that some of these companies carry, and the fact that, and I think it was Clark Howard's show the other day, he made a good statement that, you know, the when the debt is got you so wrapped around your throat, one bad month brings everything kind of tumbling down on you. You know, what do you see as a future? Maybe this recessionary period is teaching a lot of companies to eliminate that debt, get rid of it, trim some of the overhead, cut some of the fat. Do you see that going on? People, are they rushing to do that? Or
I think they'd be rushing if they had more profits, but but definitely they're much more aware as to how leveraged they are.
Debt conscious.
Yes, yeah. they're more aware, and a lot of what Ed and I do when we come in is really educate them on how they got to that point, and that, again, they're living and funding their growth, not funding their losses, not right. really, you know, putting themselves in such a position that everything is so leveraged that any blip can take them
right,
out of business.
Right, right. And in fact, we work with their bankers as well,
right.
Because the banker has known it now for a while.
Yeah, and he's glad you're there.
Well, and in fact, he is. Yeah. And so what happens with that is that we come in and everybody steps back and we take a real look at it, and maybe there's a recasting of the debt. Maybe there is a different way we avail ourselves of the debt. You know, the banker lends money to make money. They don't lend the money in order, you know, not to get it back. So everybody's a win, and we try and make it a win-win all the way around, for the business, for the bank, and for the customer, because it's a valuable service that is in fact being provided.
Tony may back me up on this one. Sometimes we see these people coming in the startup phase. And the first thing they want to do is they want to go out and find this big, huge pool of money to help fund what they're going to do. And so from day one, without any sales at all projections, they're starting out with a massive overhead. And they find it, why don't banks see the reality of what I'm going to do here? Isn't it exciting? And again, the emotions crept in, right?
Yeah, the lenders basically look at loan requests, and they have for a long, long time. And every now and then they get away from this and they get in trouble and then they go back to the principals.
Yeah.
But they should be looking at loans, and when the borrower comes in, evaluating the character of the loan, the management team, how they make decisions, and then the cash flow or the capacity of the company, what are the historical or projected cash flows going to be showing mm-hmm. against that debt service. So if there's a lot of debt service, there has to be more pressure on cash flow. And then the collateral part of it. Is what is the plan B for repaying the bank if the cash flow's not there?
Mm-hmm.
And then they look at things like the marketplace and the capital of the company, you know, that sort of thing. But those are the three primary ones. And bankers should be making loans based on quality of the asset. Because when they extend a loan to a business owner, they're making a loan. That's an asset to the bank.
Yeah.
So it has to be a quality asset. They need to make some income off that asset. And then they want to make a lot of those loans. But banks get fumbled up sometimes when they lower the quality standards to grow the portfolio, because there's lots of opportunity, and we'll deal with the quality later. And I think that's a very, very important point, where if the business owner had a good plan and they understood what's going on with their company, they would know that maybe the bank is making a concession they shouldn't be making, and this might be leading the borrower down a road that might end up in a trouble for them 6 months or 2 years later.
Wasn't the bank worried mostly about getting paid back?
They are.
Yeah.
But the business owner needs to mm-hmm. be able to talk to the banker on the financial terms using the facts of the company, mm-hmm. because that's what the banker's investing in.
Oh,
and it goes to what you said, Jane, about understanding and being able to really defend and promote the business and know what the plan is and what the facts are.
The bank does not want to be an equity partner.
No, they don't. They will not lend equity, and they won't fund losses.
Well, businesses, we keep talking about businesses that are going down, but not every business that you're dealing with is going down. Maybe sometimes they're going to bring you in just to help and see things from
take it to the next level.
Yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely. And Ed had commented earlier, we've worked with some companies on some acquisitions where the opportunities do exist in this marketplace, where there is, you know, another company, similar industry, that, maybe struggling themselves, but combined, they could be very successful because they've added some depth to their business. Maybe they've expanded some product offerings. But there's some strength in the marketplace, and there's opportunities out there to do that. And Ed and I get brought in a lot of those times to really help develop the strategy in the acquisition, but then also to do the due diligence work to make sure that what they're buying is what they're getting and that they can make a go of it. Because back to the banking again, if you need financing for it, you need to have a plan that's solid.
Right, right.
In terms of the banking community, I'd like to just comment that the banks in Wisconsin really do have money to lend. We hear about it in the news that the banks don't have money to lend and the administration of Washington is trying to incent them to lend. The banks and the credit unions in Wisconsin essentially have the money to lend. There was a report that just came out, FDIC gathered all this information, but about one quarter of the banks in Wisconsin either broke even or lost money last year, but three quarters of them made money. We have a pretty healthy banking community in the state of Wisconsin, and one of the best things about it, I believe, is there are lots of choices out there. It's not like we only have four or five banks to go to get a loan. We can take that business plan to five or six different banks, and we can negotiate. And as a business owner, if we consider ourselves as an asset when we go into this process, we're going to be a lot more confident about our banking relationship and the success of our business than if we just go in and ask for $50,000 without knowing why we needed $50,000. Right. It makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah. Well, whenever they tell me they're going to see the bank and they tell me how much they're going to ask to borrow, I'm going to say, well, what if the banker said, what are you going to do with that money?
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to use the money? Well, I don't know. I think I'll just park
pay some
it
bills.
In case something needs to get paid. Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk, and we're going to take one last break. And stay with us because we got some good stuff coming up here. You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping.
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or AssociatedBank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB accredited business with an A+ grade or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade? To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
If your organization would like to receive notification of job vacancies at our station, please notify Human Resources at WCINet.com. 1150 WHBY is an equal opportunity employer and encourages all qualified applicants to apply.
Okay, we are talking biz right here on Biz Talk, coming down to the last segment of our show this morning. Our guests have been Jane McQuillan of Journey Consulting and Ed Skoldberg, both consultants, both working with Journey Consulting, many years of many things, mergers, acquisitions. One of the things I was going to ask you quickly, a company that may be in a position to start getting, or maybe they want to be acquired, would they call you in from that perspective too? Let's maybe seek out and see if we can be taken over by somebody a little bigger. Maybe it's time. Does that happen often?
I wouldn't say it happens often, but I think, you know, what Ed and I do from a consulting standpoint is to position either a company who wants to remain in business,
sure,
well, and be successful. It's no different for a company that wants to sell.
Uh-huh.
You need to be successful to begin with in order to get the price you want out of it.
Yeah.
So part of our work would be to come in and really evaluate, are they positioned to sell?
Right, right.
And once you get that, then that provides an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
If a company is not in a position to be sold, if we can help them get to that position then they can decide whether they really want to sell or not.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a question of I want to sell this company. It's a question of the choice that I want to make and what the end result is for our business.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've often heard, if it's not natural growth, it may not always be the best growth to be for acquisitions and mergers. Sometimes companies acquiring bring something to the company they're taking over that may not be as rosy as, especially debt. We've seen
exactly.
That.
Exactly. Yeah. But in this economic climate today, okay, it's forcing things that weren't necessarily forced 5 years ago. So that, you know, growth, whether it be organic or whether it be strategic, okay, if it's the right growth, all right, it will end up in a positive result.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you are looking for a company that has strengths that your company could really use and you join together with that, then you have that many more strengths to offer. If it's a company that offers the same as you do but doesn't have a different client base, but we both do business with company A, you know, if we merge together, we still only do business with company A.
Mm-hmm.
And if you take two bad companies and put them together, you just have one bigger bad company.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, it's funny how you
want to strategically look at that.
Funny how you can find out what your growth potential is when you call venture capitalists in. They take a real hard look at it. As Tony said, management strengths and all that good stuff.
Anytime there's a merger or an acquisition going on, the acquiring company needs to do their due diligence. And it's hard sometimes to get the real facts from a company being acquired.
Right.
They have to really delve into it. And I think you help the acquiring company with that due diligence.
Yeah, we're very hands-on with the due diligence if the client requires it because they haven't necessarily done it before or just aren't sure. or don't have the in-house expertise. But yeah, our job really is to get in and evaluate that potential acquisition to see if it's a good fit, mm-hmm. not just for the products and the debt structure and all that kind of thing, but, you know, is it a good culture fit?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everybody's read stories in the past of, you know, large acquisitions that didn't work because the cultures were so different. It's no different in acquiring something smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And we spend a lot of time evaluating that and really putting that strategy and implementation together for them.
The other thing that works with that well is that as we start to do the due diligence, you know, those folks are going to have a relationship with each other for a long period of
right.
time.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard when the emotions start to get in play to deliver information that may not be the most complimentary on either side.
Right.
And
exactly.
and we get to do that and then make sure that those bridges are bound going forward.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I talk about mergers, acquisitions. One that comes to mind recently is the Bank of America taking over Merrill Lynch, kind of turned into a sour grape situation shortly after that happened. You think with all the big guys, with all the teams of lawyers and CPAs and everybody that works on that, they're not going to miss anything.
I hope our economy never gets to the point, like in Canada, there are only 5 or 7 banks in Canada. I hope that never happens in America, because the more competition the consumer has,
sure.
the better and safer the consumer is in doing business, because we have options.
Yeah.
We can't rely on the government to control and make laws to govern 5 or 10 big providers. We need lots of competition in America.
Okay, we're coming down the stretch this morning. I wanted to ask Ed and Jane to give out, again, how people can get a hold of you, website sure. addresses and phone
sure.
numbers.
Sure, you can reach us on the web at www.journeyconsult.com,
mm-hmm.
or you can reach us at 920-360-1818.
Okay. And
we always ask our guests for a biz tip.
Yes, as
we're leave at. Our listening yeah. audience with a little pearl of wisdom
right.
or a biz tip.
Okay. Well, we've talked a lot of things today, but I think they all come down to keeping focused on your business, understanding your business, and getting the resources in when you know you might be in some trouble, and getting yourself back on the right track. Because there's a lot of things to be considered, and when you're a small business, privately held, you can't have all the answers.
Right.
So stay focused, get the metrics, and keep yourself in business.
And in these times, don't participate in a recession.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get up in the morning and be positive, because 20 years from now, your company might be part of the Inc. 500 or the...
Absolutely.
You know, they happen. A lot of those companies were born. Look at the economic climate right. when Microsoft started. It wasn't good. So,
and many other businesses, too,
right.
came
exactly.
out of the ashes. Okay, that's our show for this week, folks. We'll be back next Saturday morning at 9, right here on Business Talk Radio Network, WHBY.